Hello and welcome to a new episode of I Can Do. I am Benjamin Lee. No intro today. Just want to go right into this subject that I want to share with you. First, let me say happy 4th of July. This is being recorded and being released here on July 3rd. So I know a lot of people may be traveling, but there are listeners around the world. So thank you for listening and I hope you enjoy July 4th as well. I know this is a very special occasion here in America. July 4th has really been one of my favorite holidays I can remember growing up. Just enjoying the day, having barbecue, going to see the fireworks at night. When I was younger, we would go to the parade as well. So I'm going to do a few things with my family tomorrow, Lord willing. I'm going to take the day off and really enjoy the day and appreciate the wonderful blessings that we have here in the United States of America. Now, talking about freedom, I want to share something that happened, I guess maybe a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago. My son has been taking swim lessons. We are really proud of him. One of the things that we noticed, and this happens with a lot of people, I talked to someone else and they had shared how, I can't remember who it was, but someone who maybe in their 40s or 50s, there's a fear of swimming. A lot of people have this fear of going underwater and trying to overcome that fear. One of the things that I noticed with my son, my wife and I, is there was some fear with putting his head all the way underneath the water. With the swim lessons that he was taking, they were doing well, and that really got the ball moving. So I wanted to try something with him at home. So what I did, I got a big bowl and put some water in it, and I just asked him if he could just dip his head into the bowl. One of the exercises that they had was to blow bubbles out of their nose. So we just started with that, with this big bowl of water at home, and it was interesting because it really helped him. It was a little step in the right direction. It was something that he could do that he had a lot of control over. So he wasn't jumping into the water. He wasn't dunking or anything like that. It was just a small little step of getting comfortable feeling that pressure. One of the other things that I shared with him, I told him there is freedom when you go all the way underneath the water. He will have freedom when he goes all the way underneath the water. I said that because this was really like the last piece. He's been in the pool plenty of times. He's played with his friends plenty of times in the pool. We actually gave him those lessons when he was about 18 months old. We should have continued those lessons, so that's on us. But I wanted him to understand that once he goes all the way under, then he has crossed that threshold. Now he has absolute freedom with respect to conquering and overcoming this limiting belief that he has been having. Well, it was amazing to see what happened. That small exercise, which he had to do, which he then wanted to do, which he then continued to do, carried over into the pool. The next day, he went all the way underneath. Each day after that, his mindset began to change. He was now excited about going out to swim. It was so amazing, so exciting, so encouraging to see our son have this major breakthrough. It really taught me a lot of lessons, or at least it reminded me of a number of lessons. One of the big lessons is take things slowly. It doesn't have to be an all or nothing approach. But if we are moving towards where we want to be, eventually we will get there. So for him, it was just putting his head in the water in a bowl in our kitchen. But that translated into bigger gains, and it translated into greater confidence. Maybe there's something in your life, an area in your life, maybe you have some limiting beliefs, By that, I mean that you are telling yourself a story that is therefore holding you back from where you actually want to be. What we need to do then is reframe that story that you may be telling. I asked him a number of questions with respect to fears that he had. He really didn't have too many. Sometimes things that we believe to be true, when we shine the spotlight or put the spotlight on them, we begin to see, wait a second, that's not really true at all. Or that's not really my fear that I've had. So when we can begin to peel away some of these limiting beliefs or even addressing some upper limits where we get to a certain point or threshold, but then we somehow do something to go back down to a place where we are really comfortable being. Take it little by little. Reframe and look at how you're viewing the particular situation. Number two, I would share with you, as you do that, change or create language that will help you get to the point or destination you're trying to get to. So again, for my son, I kept saying and stating that phrase, you will have freedom when you go all the way underneath the water. There's no point on focusing on the negatives or anything like that, but just really focusing on the positives. Listen, this is going to give you complete freedom. You are going to have even more fun now with your friends because now you can jump into the pool, which he's doing, by the way. You can swim underneath the water and grab things from the bottom of the pool, which he's doing as well. So helping him and helping ourselves to see, you know, if I continue on this path little by little, if I address maybe some of these limiting beliefs, here's the reality. I'm actually going to have a lot more enjoyment in my life. So if that's something that you want, then get started. That's what I saw with the bowl, the power of the bowl, where it was something small, something easy, but something very transformative in my son and also in me. Hopefully it will be in you as well. Where do you need to get started today? What small step can you take today to get to your destination? What belief do you have that's running through your mind that is actually holding you back from the enjoyment or pleasures that you're really looking for? And when I say that, obviously, I mean legally, ethically, morally, scripturally, right? But what's holding you back from where you actually want to go? Dissect those thoughts. Look at them, touch them, observe them, ask yourself, is that really true? You may be surprised what you find. Take that step, take that leap, do something small today, reframe some of those thoughts, be careful with your speech, and understand what lies ahead if you just keep going. I can do, so can you. I look forward to hearing from you with what you are going to accomplish, what you have been accomplishing. Happy 4th of July. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. If you are in the need or are looking for more motivation in your life, feel free to check out my website, benjaminlee.blog, where you can find hundreds of encouraging, motivational blog posts on a variety of subjects. You can find all of my books, which can also be found on amazon.com, and other podcast interviews with a variety of people. I hope this helps. Please leave me a rating and a review. I can do, and so can you. Take care, and God bless.